Before, you know, I was going to that fellowship where they teach we don't need the word of God and just walk by the Spirit. But, you know, even though I was going to that fellowship, but it did not encourage me, because I'm literally feeling empty, because they always teach me don't read the word of God. And, you know, and then I think I was there for 6-7 months. Then I literally felt that I'm empty, my bucket is empty. And then I search, you know, the other fellowship where they teach the word, where they love the word of God, and I found this is the fellowship, you know, I found. And my teacher taught me from the word of God, and I bought the Bible, and from that I was really feel that I have strength. And he has many signs of wonder, because his enemy, he called him and put the, you know, poison in the soda, like a Coke, and he drank. And then, you know, like he was walking here and there, nothing happened. The enemy was so surprised. I gave him a strong poison. He might be just die at the same moment. It's half an hour. He's walking here and there. You know, and then again, you know, the enemy called him back and gave him the more stronger poison. But nothing happened to him. And then the enemy, you know, who was jealousy of him, and he called him and said, "What do you do? You know, I gave you poison 2 times, and you didn't die." And then he came to know, you know, that this enemy put the poison in the Coke, the soda. And then he, even though, you know, God, Jesus Christ taught us we should love our enemy, he got angry, you know, like we are natural 5 senses people. But again, you know, the word of God came in his mind, you know, where Jesus Christ says, you know, we should love our enemies. And then he became calm, you know, like for 2 minutes, it took 2 minutes for him to get calm because he was very angry. And then he said, you know, this is the God I worship, and whatever I eat or drink, I pray God. And this man said, he's holding his hand, says, "Please teach me about this God, please teach me about this God." So now this enemy turned to a very best friend. But that's our God is, you know, like he can do anything for us. So continuing the same testimony, this guy now reading the word of God, teaching us from the word of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16. And you know what it says? It says, "Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" That's what I taught this my enemy, who turned my best friend. So I showed him from the word of God. That's why you, even though you gave me 2 times poison and I didn't die, because I am the temple of God, and God never let his temple destroy. So that's why, you know, when I showed this word, you know, his eyes was open, and he hugged him, and he says, "I want to know about this great God." And that's how a new open door for him to teach. And now he reads the Bible every day, he preached the people, and he has a big fellowship. So you can connect 4 and 5.